Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So the first topic, what to watch out for as a first-time home buyer, common mistakes. Let me simplify it. Okay, so everybody knows why you should get pre-qualified before you go and search for a home, right? Because, you might not be able to afford it, or you might be wasting your time. Let's say you're looking at $400,000 apartments, but you can only qualify for $300,000. Obviously, that's why you got pre-qualified. Everybody knows about that. And then, the key is when you get pre-qualified, the lender isn't promising you that they're going to lend you the money. They're kind of just giving you an estimate. And then when you write a contract, and then what I tell my clients is you get a written confirmation from the lender, a written one, okay, not a verbal one. Why? Because going into the industry, I was talking to my managing broker who trains me a lot. And he said, like, sometimes they just change their mind. So lenders say, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to lend you the money. And then, like, completion day comes, and they're like, oh, sorry, I changed my mind. I don't like that building. And you're like, what? You know, it has happened. Okay, it has happened. That's why you need to get a written confirmation from the lender that they will lend to you. Because if they don't lend to you, but you have that piece of paper, you can take them to court later. Usually they give you a written confirmation subject to a bunch of stuff, subject to them reading the strata minutes, reading the documents, etc. It's really important that you don't just say, oh, I got a confirmation. You read that it's subject to a bunch of stuff, because my client told me he got written confirmation like 2 weeks before completion. He's like, oh, sorry, the mortgage broker told me they're not lending. I'm like, what? I'm like, didn't you get written confirmation? He's like, oh yeah, it says subject to this document and this. I'm like, oh, why didn't you tell me? So, okay, yeah, just make sure you get written confirmation.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.